Happy Sunday, Squamish. What a beautiful Saturday that was. All good things must come to an end, however. Environment Canada says we will see increasing cloudiness today, with a 30% chance of showers this afternoon. We will see a high of 12°C and an overnight low down to 1°C. Sunrise was at 6:54 a.m. Sunset is at 5:57 p.m. Island work to note. Starting tomorrow and lasting through Friday, the district's public works crews will be phasing out the traffic island on Cleveland Avenue off of Highway 99, according to the Muni's e-newsletter sent out February 28. This work will result in lane closures along Cleveland Island, the release reads. While the work will take place overnight, the district asks drivers to be cautious of crews. More parking. Parking on select streets in Squamish is no longer restricted to one side only for snowplows. That ended on March 1. Highway issues to note. Today, on Highway 99, watch for slippery sections between Lilwat Place and Seton Lake Road for 45.1 kilometers, Lillooet. Gas prices. In Squamish today, regular gas is going for 181.9 cents per liter at Squamish Valley Gas Bar, located at 9001 Valley Doctor. That's the cheapest in town. The least expensive gas in Whistler is 182.9 per liter at the Co-op, located at 2101 Lake Placid Road. The cheapest gas in BC can be found in Vernon, where you can fill up for 149.9 per liter at the Super Save Gas at 3600 332nd Street. Still need those winter tires on. Don't forget, since October 1, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Mount Garibaldi Cemetery. More room is needed at the cemetery, therefore, an expansion program is about to get underway. Beginning March 3, there will be forest and vegetation clearing, followed by construction expected from July to December 2025. Once complete, the expansion will provide additional burial options, including green burials and a scattering garden, ensuring long-term cemetery services for Squamish, the district says in a post on its social media. Cemetery access will be reduced, and there will be temporary cremation delays until March 17. Nearby residents and visitors may experience noise from chainsaws, tree felling, and trucking, as well as increased truck traffic on Government Road. Additionally, the Zombie Crawl Trail will be temporarily closed, with signage posted to indicate the closure. Got construction? If you have moseyed on down the west side of 2nd Avenue downtown of late, you would have run into a closed sidewalk in front of the old and new Squamish Chief offices. It is due to work on the outside of what will soon be North Shore Medical Imaging at 38117 2nd Avenue, which was previously the Squamish Chief's office. Our media outlet is now next door, at 38113 2nd Avenue, where H&R Block used to be. The tax experts are now at 1305 Pemberton Avenue, where Keir Fine Jewelry used to be. Are you keeping up? All the other businesses are open and operating, so come on down if you need coffee from 1914 Coffee Company, or to send off a package at the UPS store or grab sushi at Manpuku Sushi. Beware of cougars. Local Johan Brandhorst Sitskern says he spotted two cougars on February 18 by the Mamquam spawning channels, on the little bridge between the Mamquam River and the Squamish Valley Golf Club. He wants to warn other locals to be aware of them. The district notes that while negative encounters are uncommon, Squamish is prime cougar habitat. The municipality and WildSafe BC provide the following tips to keep safe around cougars on local trails. Be alert and aware at all times. Avoid surprise encounters by making noise. Use your voice hike or bike in groups of two or more and keep children close at hand. Keep dogs leashed. Look for signs of fresh cougar activity, like claw marks on trees or logs, scat or paw prints. Avoid food caches. Cougars will cover unconsumed portions of their kill with twigs, leaf litter, or soil. If you come across a cache, leave the area immediately. Be alert to circling ravens or turkey vultures. Riding or running quickly and quietly puts you at risk for surprise encounters. Slow down when going around blind corners and make noise. Cougar kittens are usually well hidden. However, if you do encounter cougar kittens, do not approach or attempt to pick them up. Leave the area immediately. Females will defend their young. Carry bear spray and know how to use it. Pool closure. Please note that the Brennan Park pool is closed for the foreseeable future to address the facility's deck, which has been deemed a potential slip hazard. The district estimates the closure could last for a minimum of 4 weeks, or more. Any 10 and 20 visit passes due to expire during the closure will be extended. Monthly pass holders will also receive an extension through the closure. Staff will cancel and refund all registered aquatic programs and rentals. Refunds will automatically be issued next week, the district says. After backlash from last Feb 12's pool closure announcement, the district provided more up-to-date details about what is happening. Slip resistance testing was carried out at the pool by an independent third party on February 11, under the direction of VCH, the district said. The report indicated that the tiles did not meet the required anti-slip standards for wet surfaces. Under the BC Public Health Act pool regulation, a pool operator must ensure that pool aprons, walkways, and floors have a surface that is slip resistant when wet. Because the slip resistance did not meet the required standards for wet surfaces, VCH ordered an immediate closure. The Muni said Brennan Park Pool closes for annual maintenance each year to ensure the longevity of the aquatic center and to help prevent larger, more costly problems from occurring. Brennan Park Recreation Center's front desk will close at 9 p.m. Monday to Friday for the duration of the pool closure. All arena rentals will continue as normal. Moon phase. The moon is in its waxing crescent phase. The moon's illumination is currently 9.7%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Agassiz, which saw a high of 17.2°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high at Squamish Airport yesterday was 16.3°C. The coldest spot in BC on March 1, again, was Fort Nelson Airport, which dipped to minus 10.6°C. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 7.7°C. March average water temperature in Howe Sound is 7.5°C. The minimum temperature is 5.8°C, and the maximum is 10.3°C. Avalanche forecast. According to avalog.co, today, the alpine rating is moderate, the treeline rating is moderate, and the below treeline rating is low. Known problems include persistent slabs. The advice for today from avalog.co is: cooler temps should throw some milk at the spicy persistent slab problem, but the consequences of getting burnt by buried weak layers is still high. Be mindful that deep instabilities are still present and have produced recent large avalanches. Keep in mind that human triggering may persist as natural avalanches taper off. Uncertainty is best managed through conservative terrain choices. Reduce, reuse, recycle. The district reminds locals that Squamish Docks Recycling, located at 40,446 Government Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Recycle Hub accepts a variety of recyclable materials, including glass, flexible plastics, foam packaging, paper and cardboard, containers, plastic, metal, and paper. Events to note. In addition to Jane Stanton and Friends on March 9th at the Bag, these other events caught our eye. March 3rd, there's Queer Old Souls Social at Create Makerspace at 39449 Queens Way, from 7 to 9 p.m. Queer Old Souls Social is an evening for older adults who identify on the 2SLGBTQAI+ spectrum and are interested in gathering as a community. This is a free event. Woodworking experience not necessary, reads the listing. March 4th, daytime board game meetup at Arrow Wood Games from 1 to 3 p.m. The event host will carefully select the perfect games for the group while fostering a fun and positive environment. No prior game knowledge or experience is necessary. This meetup is perfect if you are keen to expand your social circle, want to play some new games and have some good old-fashioned fun. Reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event.